You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
That is true. They do hump each other.
Every day?
Every day.
Studies suggest, anyway.
That is correct. Somebody says, what about the bear sighting at 199th and 69 Highway? Was that real?
Now, they don't know if those two are connected, meaning the same bear, but the midday show
or
did
the math.
Were
they conjoined?
What?
No.
Okay.
Get out. The midday show did the math and found that they could, black bear, could very much travel from Stillwell to Blue Springs in a two-day span.
They did not think the bear would cross the highway. I also read that. How does one know that a bear is not going to do that? And by the way, can I just give you the tips if you see the bear? Because it bears repeating.
I can't.
If are they grizzly?
If you see the bear, do not approach the bear. Call 911. Do not leave food outside. Do not leave trash outside. Do not leave pets unattended outside and lock your dumpsters. Black bears typically stay in southern Missouri, but not today.
Clearly.
I added that part.
Sam, what are the tips if one were to encounter the black bear?
So it does depend on the bear. If it's a brown or a grizzly, it says play dead.
It's this one, Sam. It's this bear.
But with the black bear, we're looking at do not play dead, step one.
Okay.
Wait, well, hang on.
How am I supposed to know which one it is?
So if I see a brown bear or a grizzly bear, you're telling me to lay down and just take away the work that it's going to take to make me dinner.
Leave your backpack on, assuming you're hiking. Lay flat on your stomach with your hands clasped behind your neck. Spread your legs and make it harder for the bear to turn you over.
Okay.
Spread my legs?
I'm going to stop you right there.
To make it harder for the bear to turn you over.
I don't think we need general what do I do if I maybe see a bear sometimes when I'm hiking on the Nile or something.
Well, there are no bears on the Nile.
Which, by the way, is at 199th Street and 69 Highway at the grass pad in southern Johnson County.
Okay, step one. Identify yourself.
Hi.
I'm Dana.
Hello, bear.
Speak calmly so the bear knows that you are a human and not a prey animal.
I am a nice person, bear.
Remain still. Stand your ground, but slowly wave your arms. Help the bear recognize that you are indeed a human after, of course, you identify yourself.
How does one identify the black kind versus the brown kind? Because I'm just going to
take
my pants.
One is brown.
No, I disagree. Some of them look brown that are black, and some of them look black that are brown.
Here's the thing. There are no brown or grizzly bears in this region.
Good to know.
There are also no polar bears in this region.
Also good to know.
There are no panda bears in this region.
True. No panda bears either. Mm-hmm.
If they tower over you, it's not a black bear. If it looks you in the eye, it's a black bear.
If it's towering over me, I'm dead, Sam.
That's true.
Step two, stay calm. Well, that one's right out the window.
Should I be doing that as I'm laying on the ground with my legs spread?
Or am I running?
Crying?
Well, no, you're supposed to introduce yourself first. Hi, I'm Scott.
Actually,
hi, Scott.
Hello, bear.
The first thing you're supposed to do is pull out your phone and go live on Facebook.
Right.
Step three.
Is this when I'm on the Nile?
Hiking.
In the Amazon. Step three.
I just had an aneurysm.
Pick up any small children.
That's step three? Shouldn't that be like one?
It does say immediately.
No, introduce yourself and then pick up the children.
Hike and travel
this is
in groups.
Johnny.
Little Johnny here. Little Sammy.
Make yourself as large as possible.
Here's another tip from Fox 4. Avoid conflicts with the bear.
Thank you, Fox 4.
What does that mean?
It means don't attack the bear. Don't charge it.
Do not offer the bear food.
Talk about politics.
Here, little bear.
Do not drop your backpack. It could startle the bear.
This is the worst advice I've ever heard of. This is worse than the what do you do when you encounter a shark?
If the bear is stationary.
Swim sideways?
Yes.
I'm getting there.
Okay, keep going.
If the bear is stationary, move away slowly, but move sideways. This allows you to keep an eye on the bear and where you're going to avoid tripping.
The last thing you want to do is trip and fall when you're side-eye sideways running from the bear.
All caps, do not run. Do not climb a tree.
Why?
They can climb trees.
They're faster than you, and they can climb trees. Leave the area or take a detour, if possible. Thank you.
Maybe go out for ice cream. I don't know.
No, it's Taco Bell, Dan. Get with the program. The bear was at Taco Bell. Not at Betty Ray's, Taco Bell.
Head to the border.
If you see cubs, just lay down. You're done.
Is that right? Does it say that?
The phones are ringing. I'm being serious. If you saw the bear, oh my gosh, I want to talk to you. Okay, the bear was seen on the Taco Bell at West Outer Road and Main Street in Grandview, and it was a police officer that spotted it. The bear was later spotted in a residential area around 13th and Skyline Drive.
Okay.
And then where did the bear work his way to? You're supposed to immediately call 911.
Well, you said a police officer had spotted the bear at Taco Bell. How did the police officer lose the bear?
He was ordering his chalupa.
From the text line, you pick up the child so that you have something to throw at the bear.
Great point.
The child is inherently slower than I am.
They say historically black bears have been found in the woodlands of eastern Kansas and in the rugged terrain in the south central and southwestern portions of the state. What scares me about this bear, all kidding aside, is that we are encroaching on their terrain constantly.
Well, if he's at Taco Bell, he's on ours.
They are now moving closer in. And I think they will fear humans less because of it. And this is how in Colorado, from time to time, you end up with a bear in your living room on your couch because they stop fearing humans.
They're hungry.
If I did encounter a bear, it would give me pause.
All right.
Get out now.
That was.
I know that was unbearable.
Oh, yes.
Get out now.
Mm. Okay. Can we please go to Linda Oak Grove?
By the way, we will do terrible jokes at 3:45.
It's not now?
Not at 3:15, Sam. Linda in Oak Grove. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. I got, a few years ago, being in Oak Grove, I saw a bear out on, it was not Colburn, but a little shortly north of that. Of course, I was driving my car. I was alone.
Oh.
I had my phone put away because if you take out your phone, you see the bear, you take out your phone, you take a picture of or a video, and you send that to the Missouri Department of Conservation, they'll send you $1,000.
Is that a fact?
It's from their website.
Huh. And what are they going to do with the bear if they were to find it? Tranquilize it?
Just track its whereabouts or, you know, get some pots and pans and shoo it out of the area.
Okay. All right. Linda, thank you for the call.
They do suggest to smash pots and pans together to make loud noises, to which I thought, who has pots and pans on a hike?
Well, but if you are in a campground, you might. The problem with that is this is not on a campground. I'm going to be serious here because the Kansas City Zoo director, we're trying to get him to call in. All of the tips that we are reading online are very helpful if one is backpacking across the Pacific Coast Trail. We need what do you do when you're ordering at Taco Bell in Grandview and there's a bear there?
Roll the window up.
You call into a talk show.
Pray the rosary. Because you're going to die.
From the internet, the Missouri Department of Conservation, MDC, does not offer monetary compensation for sending videos of bears or any other
wildlife. So please don't.
I thought that was a little bit strange.
Mm-hmm.
It does say that bear spray works most of the time.
Okay. I'm not going to have that on me in the Taco Bell drive-thru.
I don't even know where to get bear spray. Do I get it at Bass Pro Shops?
I didn't write the advice.
Yes.
The advice is not germane to the situation we have here at hand.
Well, we need to start thinking realistically. You're walking down the street to go get some Taco Bell, and you see a black bear. What do you do?
You ask, what do they recommend? The number 5 or the number 7?
Dan!
Why can't we have a serious conversation on this show?
I was trying to.
They're going to be able to track this bear. If it was at the Taco Bell.
No, they would have found it already, Dan.
They're going to be able to track the bear.
And school's getting out. You're going to have kids walking home from school. I'm telling you.
It's going to be mayhem.
Okay, I don't think there's going to be a black bear going to the school pickup line and just mauling children.
Hello, fellow children.
They can't get out the door fast enough.
Okay.
Arms and legs just flying through the air.
You all can just...
all akimbo.
I'm going to tell you this. The police officer did spot the bear around 5:45 a.m. That does sort of beg the question. And not that police officers have tranquilizer guns on them, I suppose. And you wouldn't... I don't think I want him shooting at the bear, but...
you could tase him.
Was there no way to get to corral it?
Dana, how does one...
I don't know, Scott.
Corral a bear?
I don't know. I never thought we would be sitting here having a conversation about a bear in a Taco Bell drive-thru, but here we are.
You open the gate and shoo him in.
So picture this. You're a police officer riding around in your cruiser. You see a bear. What's your first thought? Well, I better corral it.
First, you're supposed to introduce yourself to it. Then you corral it.
Hi, I'm Officer Peterson.
And wave your arms slowly.
I'm Officer Peterson, and I need you to move quickly into this corral.
I'm not here to hurt you.
You see, I'm moving sideways to avoid tripping while also keeping an eye on you. I couldn't hold in the laughter.
I'm moving my arms to and fro.
I am a friend to all
start
while
up
I slowly feed.
Rapport to with and the fro. Bear.
These are my children. Would you like one?
I like chalupas as well.
911. Are you a black bear or a brown bear?
Right. Well, sometimes brown bears look like black bears. 913-586-7799.
You know what? I hope you get eaten by a bear on your way home tonight. All three of you.
Well, we're not going anywhere near the Nile, so we'll be fine.
Shut up, Dan.
All right, welcome back. We will be doing terrible jokes at 3:45 this afternoon. So send in your terrible jokes at the bottom of the hour, 3:30, to the text line at 913-586-7798.
We could do that, but I think we need to have a vote to slide terrible jokes to 3:45 because the director of the Kansas City Zoo is taking a break from his very busy schedule to phone in now at 3:30. I just got the email.
So we should take a vote to slide terrible jokes from 3:45 to 3:45?
Yes.
Aye.
You really don't listen to a word that comes out of my mouth.
I thought you said 3:30.
I said send in your jokes at 3:30.
Oh, got it.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I am in favor of moving terrible jokes to 3:45 from 3:45.
The motion moves forward. It is moved.
This is directly from the zoo. We were hoping to get a little more information on your request. They want us to know what kind of questions we have, and
it's a bear.
I don't have the heart to tell her. The current conversation involves things like tip number 3, pick up small children, and what does one do in a Taco Bell drive-thru? This is not going to be high-level kind of Nat Geo stuff.
Tip number 4 is walk sideways so one doesn't trip but can still keep an eye on the bear.
Did you introduce yourself in a calm tone? Hello, my name is Sam.
Hello.
Mr. Bear.
Hello, Bear. I'm Scott.
I would like to not be eaten today. Please let me know how we can
get that. By the way, I don't know what zoologist or entomologist or whatever they are comes up with these tips on what to do when you encounter a shark or encounter a bear.
It's not good.
But the advice is really poor.
This is the National Park Service.
Yeah.
Okay. And somebody was paid a day's work to come up with tip number 3, pick up small children. Why did I put them down?
The director and CEO of the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, Sean Putney, will join us at 3:30, something I'm sure he will live to regret.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
I did ask them if they capture it, could this, do you relocate it? Does the zoo take, what does one do with an errant bear that's in our cities?
I would think the MDC would take it back down to south of I-40 where it belongs.
Okay.
Now, why is it that, why can't the bear live amongst us?
Did I tell you guys that I had an encounter?
Have you lost your mind?
Are we going to get rid of anything and everything that is an animal that could do us harm?
If it's a lion, a tiger, or a bear, yes.
Did I tell you that I had an encounter?
No.
I don't know what it was. It was pitch black outside. But when we were down in Osceola in the Ozark Highlands, per se, we heard a noise, and our dog started barking like crazy, and all I had on me, because we were glamping and not camping, I didn't have a real flashlight, all I had on me was my phone light. And so I walk into the woods, and, you know, the phone light goes like 10 feet, but sure, that doesn't do anything.
Right.
And I hear slow steps in the leaves.
Oh, no.
I mean, it is silent other than very obvious slow steps. You know what my phone light did provide me? The reflection
target?
Of two eyeballs looking right at me.
A target for it to approach?
And I listened and watched this thing walk away slowly and turn back and look at me probably eight different times in the pitch dark. No idea what it was.
Sam, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So you were glamping, which is glamorous camping.
Yes.
Which is to say you're in a structure, not a tent.
Yep.
And you hear a noise in the middle of the night outside of your glamorous camping structure.
That would be correct, yes.
Okay. And the thought crossed your mind, and it apparently was plausible. I'm going to step outside of the safe enclosure to find out what it is that's making this evil noise and may kill me.
We were sitting
yes
by the fire.
Yes or no?
We were already outside sitting by the fire, and I went to go investigate because the dog was freaking out, and I thought to myself, I'm a man. I can do this. And I got to be honest, the eyes looking right back at me kind of threw me off.
You think it was a bear, for real?
I genuinely think it was a bear. It wasn't a deer because deer have a gallop, right? It was a slow walking. Like it was very obvious. It almost sounded like a person walking.
Oh, my God.
But I hope it wasn't a person walking through the woods looking at me.
Reason number 9,436, I don't go camping.
Sean in Olathe. Sean, hello.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, so tip number one, if you're with somebody, take off your shoes.
Okay.
Because you run faster without your shoes, and you don't have to outrun that bear. You just have to outrun your friend.
Okay.
That's exactly right. any more tips?
Oh, phone's ringing.
That is going to be the
director and
of the
CEO
zoo.
Of the Kansas City Zoo, Sean Putney.
For his one and only interview on the Dana and Parks program, we're going to go to break early. We will visit with Mr. Putney.
God help him.
In just a moment here on Dana and Parks. So we have a Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way in about 15 minutes. So go ahead and start sending in your arable but terrible jokes to 913-586-7798. We'll get to that at 3:45 this afternoon, 913-586-7798. And remember, they have to be arable but terrible. If you haven't heard, there is a black bear on the loose in Grandview. Was last spotted at the Taco Bell. I'm not making that up. Joining us on the KMZ Hotline is the Executive Director and CEO of the Kansas City Zoo, Sean Putney. Mr. Putney, welcome, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, your first thought, I think, when you heard that this was happening in our region.
Well, I have to be honest. I just found out about this today, so I don't know if it was spotted before today or not, but obviously, it's not normal for us to have a black bear. It'll be interesting to find out if this was somebody's pet somewhere or if it's actually a wild animal that came up and followed the river system up to our neck of the woods.
Sean, it never even occurred to me that this could be somebody that has one of those, you know, for lack of a better term, I'm not going to call it a zoo, but attractions or ends up with an animal they shouldn't have that gets too big. If you had to guess, do you think it's more likely that this was at one point in someone's home and got too big, or is it theoretically possible one could end up all the way down here?
Oh, it's definitely possible. We've certainly seen the cougars following the river down from the Dakotas down this way and have had more incidents of seeing them. So in the black bear case, I would assume it's coming from the opposite direction from the south, but I suppose it's possible it could have followed the river down too from the Dakotas, but yeah, I think it's possible. I don't know that I put a percentage on it. It's probably 50-50 as far as whether it's a wild bear or somebody's pet.
You know, we always get a bit of a laugh, if I can be honest, with the advice that the government hands out when you come into contact with a shark or if you come into contact with a bear. And one of the, we were reading through these a little bit ago, and I don't expect you to have been listening, but the number one thing you're supposed to do if you encounter a black bear, I can't make this up, Mr. Putney, is to introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Scott. When the natural human reaction, and it's probably the worst thing you could do, is to run like hell.
Right. So my first instinct would be not necessarily to stand there and introduce myself, but not run away. That might encourage it to run after you. As far as being in the drive-through at the Taco Bell, that brings in a whole new category. What do you do?
Right.
I think the introduction part is probably the government's way if you see one in the woods, not at a Taco Bell.
So, Sean, a couple questions. Do they travel alone, or is it odd that this would be a lone bear and not two of them or more? And then what should people do? Are they afraid of us?
I would think for the most part, if a bear sees you, it's probably going to head in a different direction unless you have it cornered, like a lot of scenarios happen where you might walk around a corner and see one in the woods and maybe it's up against a rock face or something and it feels like you're a threat. So I think for the most part, if you leave them alone, they're going to leave you alone.
Is it fair to say that if you encounter a black bear and it's alone, you're probably safe? If you encounter a black bear with cubs, you just became dinner.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dana. I didn't really answer part of the question that you had before. So they do travel by themselves most of the time, except for the mom that is going to be caring for their cubs. And as is the case with many animals, including humans, moms are pretty ferocious if they have to protect their cubs. So that can be a particularly dangerous situation.
There are no grizzlies or brown bears in the Missouri and Kansas area, though, is there? Just black bears?
Yes. At one point in time, but you're talking centuries old, that we did have brown bears here. But, yeah, only black bears now and really only towards the southern part of the state.
Would the zoo be in – I mean, if somebody were to come upon this black bear and they tranquilized it, would the zoo take it or would you recommend that they take it back down south and put it back in the woods?
I knew you were going to ask me that question. We really don't have a great habitat for a black bear right now. We've talked about having one down the road, but we don't really have a great place to house one right now. And I guess my answer would be if they can figure out if it's a wild-caught bear, then in my opinion, the best thing to do would be to tranquilize it, take it back down south, and release it somewhere in a natural habitat. If it's been raised by humans, then maybe you can find another place that houses bears from a AZA-accredited facility that can take good care of it.
Well, we love the zoo, Mr. Putney, and thank you for joining us on short notice, and we really appreciate your time.
Hey, anytime. Hopefully we don't have any more bear incidences that I need to join you again for.
Amen. Amen.
Happy anytime to join you.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Okay. Be well. Okay. There it is. 913-586-7798. If you have an arable but terrible joke that we can share on the radio after 3:45.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them are bear-themed, believe it or not.
Okay.
Shocker. Maybe we can get a couple pirate jokes in there today.
I mean, I don't know if we'll have time.
Now that would actually make me really happy.
I mean, I don't know if we'll have time.
I don't either. The Council of International Civil Aviation has found that Russia is responsible
for
the downing of MH17 over Ukraine that occurred more than a decade ago, cost the lives of 298 people. Moscow denies any involvement in MH17, but they always lie.
Didn't we know that?
We suspected it for a long time.
I think it was suspected. That's the first time I've ever seen somebody come out and say this is what that was. Do they give evidence as to why, or just we strongly feel like this is...
It says here, the Netherlands and the Australian governments brought the case against Moscow before the Montreal-based Global Aviation Agency in 2022, and on Tuesday, the verdict was rendered. The council found that Russia had violated the Convention on International Civil Aviation, which requires that states, quote, refrain from resorting to the use of weapons against aircraft in flight, civil aircraft in flight.
You remember more than 300 victims, 196 were from the Netherlands, 38 were from Australia. Hoy. The ruling raises the possibility of victims' families being paid compensation and represents the first time in the history of the ICAO that a dispute between governments has been decided.
By the way, they're calling on Russia to pay those reparations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which they won't do. They don't even recognize the organization that rendered this verdict.
Yeah, you can take them to the international courts, but if they're not willing to comply,
yeah,
what's your ruling mean?
It means nothing.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are going to play the Broncos on Christmas night. Did you see that? By the way, the full schedule, I think, comes out tomorrow.
It does.
If I'm not mistaken.
We also have a Kelce Jam update.
We do.
Sam?
Well, there is an update that it's not happening this year.
That's you cannot be surprised.
There is no Kelce Jam in 2025, but they do, the organizers, not Travis. The organizers say it will be back in 2026, bigger and better.
It grew so big so quickly that they almost need to move it to
Arrowhead?
I don't know, the Sprint Center or something, like to be able to more.
Was that Sandstone?
To be
wasn't
able
it?
To control security. And I don't know. I've been a couple times and it is very popular.
When you've been out there, have you had a chance to ask him a question? A
couple times.
Yeah.
I mean, not last time. He's very tall. I will tell you this. You do not realize how tall those athletes are until you are standing next to them. And then, wow, they are tall. He doesn't look that tall.
What?
But then he's surrounded by other people who are also like big, tall guys.
Like,
it would be like if you put Sam in a room full of a whole bunch of guys that are 6 foot something. Then he doesn't all of a sudden look that tall. But then he just walks up to you and you're like, oh, you're tall.
Like when you see Tim Grunhard on TV or something banging the drum at Arrowhead.
Also very tall.
He doesn't look like a big guy.
Right.
Until you're standing right next to him and you're like, well, I am very small. I am very small. And well, you are a big man who could kill me.
When we took that picture at Knuckleheads, Dana looked at me and goes, you're so tall. And I'm like, you see me every day.
I know. He's right. Standing next to you for a photo, I'm like, thanks, Sam.
Chris Berman has agreed to a new contract with ESPN that will take him through the network's 50th anniversary in 2029. The multi-year agreement was announced yesterday. Berman celebrated his 70th birthday on Saturday.
There it is. I was going to ask you, how old is Chris Berman?
He is 70 years old. In 2029, obviously, he'll be 74 when they celebrate their 50th anniversary. He is not, despite what you might have been told, he is not an original anchor on ESPN. In fact, there are none left.
Is that an old wives' tale?
He joined 1 month after ESPN launched. He is an original SportsCenter anchor.
But he will be the first ESPN employee to have a 50-year anniversary with the company.
That is correct.
Sorry to backtrack really quickly to Kelce Jam.
Travis, 610 Sports! 610 Sports!
Okay.
Travis, 610 Sports! 610 Sports!
Shout out to 610, baby. All the hometown. Man, it's been amazing, man. I can't wait to see what this crowd looks like.
Hey, I love the white
it's going to be electric, man.
Happy birthday to my mom, Big Juicy.
Happy birthday, mama.
It's that laugh that I still cannot get over.
No, it's the...
Shall we hear it one more time?
I was standing right next to all the sports guys. I was 610 Sports adjacent.
Happy birthday, mama.
My mother, happy birthday. It's very
who
sweet.
Who was it who complimented him on his outfit? Was that Dusty?
That was someone way down the line.
That was like, Dusty.
Was that
Scott,
Dusty?
We were fighting with Good Morning America to get next to him.
Travis, 610 Sports.
You had to know right how to there, use those
right
elbows.
There.
Travis, go 610 back. Sports.
Right there. Why didn't you say KMBZ? Were you ashamed?
No, not at all. But he's a sports person, and he was wasting all of his time with Good Morning America, and I thought my odds were better saying 610.
You know what the reporter at Good Morning America didn't say? Hey, Travis, so-and-so, ESPN.
They didn't have to. They had the Good Morning America mic flag.
We're KMBZ.
They're Robin Roberts adjacent. I'm sorry. They are. I know we're going to do terrible jokes when we get back. However,
I think you're ashamed to work at KMBZ.
I do not. I'm not ashamed. Did you see that two cities came in as the top places to retire right by us? But it's not us, but it's right by us. One of them is one of my favorite cities in the whole wide world.
I know it ain't Topeka.
To retire in.
Well.
We'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Also, two of the biggest names in baseball have been reinstated and are now eligible for the Hall of Fame. Dan has that report coming up at 4 o'clock, and we will visit with Frank Bohl at 4:15 this afternoon. I don't mean this as a joke, but bear with us. There's a lot of bear jokes that are coming in on the text line today because of the black bear that's been spotted in Grandview. But welcome, everybody, to Terrible Joke Tuesday, where the jokes have to be arable but terrible, and you still have time to get your terrible joke in at 913-586-7798.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana, what's up?
Why was the whale so sad?
I don't know.
It lost its porpoise.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam?
You know, many years ago, I was young and I was poor. But now, after years of hard work, I am no longer young.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
From 6945, why do bears have hairy coats?
I don't know.
For protection. Let me say that slower.
Okay.
For protection.
Hey, Sam, did you hear about the dung beetle that walked into a bar?
No.
He asked, is this stool taken?
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
You know, Bono and Edge walked into a bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the bartender looked at him and said, not you two again.
Hey, Dana.
What, Scott?
From 4505, what generation does Forrest Gump belong to?
What generation?
Gen A.
That is terrible. You want to try that again?
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
What generation does Forrest Gump belong to?
What?
You want to suffer through that again?
Gen A.
Hey, Scott.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
What did the digital clock say to its analog mother?
I don't know.
Look, Ma, no hands.
Hey, Sam, did I ever tell you about that time I went mushroom hunting?
No.
It's a story with a morel at the end.
You want to try that again?
It's a story with a morel at the end.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
We get what you're trying to do.
Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd walk into a distillery. Uh-huh. Daffy says, is this whiskey? Elmer replies, yeth, but not as whiskey as wobbing a bank.
One of my all-time favorite jokes. Did I tell you last night, Scott, I had a very, very quiet game of tennis?
That was the best delivery you've ever had. No, you didn't.
Very quiet. There was no racket.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you I went on a date with a gal last night? And everything was going great. Okay. And then she asked, boxers or briefs? And I said, well, it depends. And she got up and left. Never mind.
Nice. It depends.
Depends.
Got it.
Yeah. So that was a good one.
Got it. Sam?
Yeah?
Why do melons have weddings?
I don't know.
They can't elope.
Okay.
You want to try that one again?
They cantaloupe.
They cantaloupe.
Scott?
Yes,
Dana. I tell you I went to the aquarium last weekend?
No.
I didn't stay long. There's something fishy about that place.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
You know, I asked my friend to hand me a phone book.
Yes.
They laughed and called me a boomer and handed me their cell phone. Now the spider is dead and their phone is broken.
Hey, Sam, did I tell you I stayed up all night, tried to figure out where the sun was?
No.
Yeah, and then it dawned on me. Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What do you call a dog who meditates?
What do you call a dog who meditates?
A werewolf. A werewolf. A werewolf.
Hey, what,
Sam? What do you call a chili bear?
What do you call a chili bear?
Burr.
Okay.
Yep.
Why couldn't the produce manager make it to work?
I don't know.
He could drive, but he didn't avocado.
You want to try that again?
There's a lot of do-overs today.
There are.
He could drive, but he didn't avocado. But it doesn't even make sense.
Okay. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the two guys who got busted stealing a calendar?
No.
Yeah, they each got 6 months.
Yeah, I got a couple I cannot air.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Oh, that one's bad. The dog with no legs?
I didn't see that one.
Do not read a joke about a dog with no legs.
Read it.
What's his name?
You take him for a drag.
Scott!
What?
You're laughing at it, Samuel! Hey, Scott, why did the social media manager break up with her boyfriend?
I don't know.
Lack of engagement.
You know, I came across my wife's Tinder profile, and I am so angry about her lies. She is not fun to be around.
That's a good one.
Did I tell you my favorite Disney movie is The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
No.
Yeah, I love a hero with a twisted backstory.
Wow. Sam?
Yes?
Did I tell you there was a break-in at the wig factory?
No.
Police are combing the area. Oh, my. Scott, did I tell you a woman yesterday passed out on the merry-go-round?
No.
She's coming around.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Well, Sam, that's a great question. I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left him, of
News
course.
Is coming up in just a moment with Dan Weinbaum. Thank you for all the bear jokes that we got today. Whew. Dan's got the news. By the way, big story coming up. Two huge names in baseball have been reinstated. They are now eligible for the Hall of Fame. Dan's got that story in just a moment. Frank Bold joins us at 4:15 to talk about it here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.